A flare-up of violence has taken a heavy toll in the Gaza Strip. Today, Israeli troops entered the largest refugee camp in Gaza, killing at least 20 Palestinians and wounding dozens more. Yesterday, the Islamist group Hamas fired rockets from Gaza into the nearby Israeli town of Sderot, killing two children, a 2-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy. Also today, in three separate incidents, three other Israelis, two soldiers and a civilian, were killed. Reporter Chris McGreal of the British newspaper The Guardian joins us on the line from Gaza City. And Chris McGreal, you were in the Jabalia refugee camp, the site of today's Israeli operation. Tell us what you saw there.
The Israeli troops, which had moved to the edge of Jabalia last night, moved in this morning. A relatively small force, but it penetrated deep into the center of the camp, an area it hasn't been to in 4 years of intifada, largely because this camp is a stronghold of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. The soldiers seized a United Nations school where they set up a kind of base and some taller buildings around it where they put snipers. And in that whole process, over a period of about 6 hours, there was quite considerable resistance by the Palestinians. A lot of shooting, use of rocket-propelled grenades and explosives. And in the first about 6 hours of fighting, probably about a dozen Palestinians were killed. And since then, approximately another 10 Palestinians killed, seven of them in a single incident when an Israeli tank fired a shell into a crowd of people. The Israelis say this was a crowd of armed men who'd actually attacked the tank with a rocket. The Palestinian witnesses say it was mainly teenagers. It's actually very difficult to tell because the bodies were so badly mutilated that the doctors at the hospital that brought the bodies in are still trying to work out exactly who died.
The Israelis have launched a number of offensives in Gaza aimed at stopping Hamas rocket attacks on Sderot and on other towns near the Gaza Strip, as well as on Jewish settlements in Gaza. What was so different about today's incursion, apart from going so deep into Jabalia refugee camp?
Well, it has been prompted by the fact that, despite the fact there have been hundreds of Hamas rocket attacks on Sderot over the past 4 years, in recent months, Hamas has modified these rockets to carry a much larger explosive charge. And up until very recently, there had not been any deaths from these rockets. In the past few months, three children have been killed in Sderot, two of them on Wednesday evening, just on the eve of a Jewish religious holiday. And this seems to have stirred a great deal of anger, not only in Sderot, but within the Israeli government. And it also comes at a time when Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister, is pushing forward with his plan to pull all of the Jewish settlers and the military out of the Gaza Strip. And the government views these kind of attacks by Hamas as very destabilizing to that process, as strengthening the right wing of his party and in Israel that is deeply opposed to this withdrawal because they perceive it either as a victory for terrorism, as they see it, or as retreating under fire.
Reporter Chris McGreal of The Guardian in Gaza City, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
A pleasure.